The Pnei Menachem, in this week's Parsha, in Parshas Chayisar, in Tafshin Nun Hei, so he cites a beautiful teaching that he has in the name of his great-great-grandfather, the Chiddush Arim. And it's based on a strange medrash in the beginning of the Bereishis Rabbah, in Nun Ches Gimel, in this week's Parsha. Rabbi Kiva Haya Yoshe V'Dorish, Rabbi Kiva was sitting and teaching, V'Hatzibor Misnam Neim. And everybody listening to the shir was nodding their head. Going off into sleep. They weren't sleeping all the way. They weren't out like the light, but they were nodding away. So Bikesh L'Oren, Rabbi Akiva wanted to wake everybody up to get their attention. Amar, so he said as follows. He said a strange idea in the Medrash in order to get their attention. Rabbi Akiva said, Ma rasa Esther shetimlo chal shavav Esther m'meya medina? Why was it that Esther merited to reign over 127 different countries? And what schus did Esther Amalka attain this amazing ability? Elotavo Esther Shahai Sabas Bita Shosara, comes Esther, who is the great-great-granddaughter of Sari Menu, Shahai Samev Esther Msheva, Sarah, her great-great-grandmother who lived 127 years, Betimoch Almea Vesrim Vesheva Medinos, and in the merit of her grandmother who lived 127 years, the granddaughter Esther Amalka was able to reign over 127 countries. Rabbi Akiva ends his Musar Shmuz, his notes, everybody wakes up, tunes into the shir, and that's the end of the Medrash. Comes the Chiddush Arim and asks, it's a strange way to wake everybody up for a shir. Sounds if everybody's dozing off, the way to do it is not to tell another Shtikl Torah. What's Rabbi Akiva getting at by telling this comparison between Esther Malka, Sari Menu, and the 127 years with 127 countries? So the Chiddush Arim explains as follows, that the accomplishments of Sarah in each year of her life were so perfect, were so useful, she didn't waste a moment, that Esther ruled over a country for every year of her life that she served Hashem properly, doing the right thing. And if you take the analogy further, says the Chiddush Arim, what that means is that for every day, it's another city in a province that Sarah used her life properly. And for every hour is another street or a village in that city that Sarah used her life properly. Every second that Sarah dedicated to Hashem in 127 years was another merit for another street, avenue, river, village, city, country that Esther Amalka merited to rule over. Because Sari Menu used every single moment to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu and didn't let anything go to waste, therefore every single area Esther was able to have control over and be the Malka and rule over because of the merit of her great-grandmother. And therefore, says the Chiddush Arim, that was the Musar Shmuz that Rabbi Akiva was giving the students. If you're going to be sleeping during the shir, I'm giving you amazing opportunities of Talmud Torah to connect to Hashem, to learn the Ratzon Hashem, to connect to Hashem through Divrei Torah. And you're going to be nodding off. If you knew what it meant to take advantage of every single second and to learn Torah when you have the opportunity, and to take advantage of learning Torah when you have the opportunity, you wouldn't be sleeping. You would be just like Sarah, who would take advantage of every moment and know what great merits and what great zechus would be encouraging for yourself and your children and your grandchildren in years to come. And it wasn't that Rabbi Akiva was saying something interesting or different or a cute Shtikl Torah. It was a Musar Shmuz, to take advantage of every moment so you can see the great reward that comes from taking advantage of every single moment and you can have control just like Esther Hamalka did. The Pnei Menachem continues and he cites a Gemara in Zvachim and Daf Samech Beis. The Gemara says that Rabbi Tarfon was teaching his Talmidim and in the crowd were his nephews. His nephews were sitting there and they were listening silently, seemingly also not paying attention to what was going on. So in the course of the shir, Rabbi Tarfon miscited a famous pasuk, Vayosef Avram, Vayikach Isha, Ushma Yochni. So all of a sudden his nephews woke up, and they said, oh, no, that's not what the pasuk says. The pasuk says, Ushma Keturah, that Avram married Keturah. Who's Yochni? So Rabbi Tarfon said, no, you are all like Bnei Keturah. That's a strange end. So he cites a pasuk incorrectly, and then he insults them and calls them Bnei Keturah. So says the Pnei Menachem, what's Rabbi Tarfon getting at? So he explained that he wanted to show them that you should have the midah of Sarah Eishes Avram. and not the midah of the other wife, Keturah. We should show the attributes of Sarah as well in the base medrash to take advantage of what's being taught. He used a strange word in order to get their attention, to show, don't be like B'nai Keturah. Keturah is not Sarah. Sarah is the wife who comes to the forefront. Sarah is the wife who used every single moment to serve Hashem properly. When you're in the base medrash learning Torah, don't be like Keturah. Be like Sarah to take advantage and to use every moment to serve Hashem properly as well. Ki hein chayenu v'orech yameinu. Don't miss a minute of Liman HaTorah because every second makes a difference. The Gemara Menachos Chavtes tells us that Moshe ascended on high. He saw Kadosh Baruch Hu was putting crowns on top of the osios. And Moshe asked him, what's going on over here? And Moshe was told by Kadosh Baruch Hu that in the end of many, many generations, there's going to be a man named Akiva ben Yosef, and he's going to expound on each tittle, each little area within the letter itself, to bring heaps and heaps and heaps of halachos. So we see that Rabbi Akiva practiced what he preached. Rabbi Akiva told the Talmidim, use every single moment. Rabbi Akiva didn't just take advantage of the words of the Torah, the psukim of the Torah. He even went deeper into the letters and the crowns of the Torah to take advantage of every single opportunity that Torah has, to not let anything go to waste, to use even the crowns on the Torah to bring out lessons and halachos as well. I think Rabbi Akiva's Lishitaso in the more famous story, Psayon the Avos, Rabbi Nassim Perek Vav, that Rabbi Akiva, before he was Rabbi Akiva, was with his sheep and shepherding, and he saw that there was a rock and the water dripping onto the rock. And over time, the water made a hole in the rock, and he asked what happened, and he explained that over time, the water dripped and dripped and dripped, and it made an indentation in the rock. And Rabbi Akiva saw that if the water, a little bit over time, can make an indentation, then so too I can leave my being like a rock, being hard-headed, and I can go into the Beis Medrash and learn Torah, starting with Aleph Beis. And that's the same Midah. Rabbi Akiva saw every drop matters. Every drop. It's not just the consistency, but if every single drop wasn't there, the rock wouldn't be what it is today. You need to take advantage of every single moment, every single Aleph Beis, every single Pasuk, every single Shir, and that will have the greatest impact going forward. Rabbi Chanoch Teller tells a story in one of his books. He says that when Rav Nissen Alpert was told by his dentist that his teeth required a root canal, so Rav Nissen Alpert was upset. Not because necessarily they needed a root canal, but because the procedure was going to mean that he had to go through several lengthy sessions in order to fix the issue with his teeth. So he asked the dentist, can we just pull the tooth now? Because I can't handle the bittul Torah having to come into the dentist's office week after week after week. Better, let's just take care of the tooth now so I don't have to waste the time when it comes to learning in the base medrash. For the very same reason, it was told, says Rabbi Chanoch Teller, that Rav Nissen Alpert never became a United States citizen. Because to wait on the lines and to go and to schlep back and forth and to fill out the papers and everything, he couldn't handle the bittul Torah. Every opportunity was worth sitting in the base medrash. And every opportunity needs to be taken advantage of. And so too, when a person receives, let's say, a statement from the bank, when you get a statement from the bank, you look at the bottom, you look at the final number, and you throw the paper away. But if you get a letter from a kid, a child of yours, you get a letter from a loved one, you read every single word in the letter, because every single letter in that parchment that you have, that piece of paper that you have, speaks to you in a meaningful way. And so too with the Torah, with Rabbi Akiva, every single letter, every single os of the Torah is something to be taken advantage of, to be read carefully, and to take something out for ourselves. Just to end with one of my favorite stories that Rabbi Pesach Kron tells, Rav Shlomo Hyman, who was Rosh Yeshiva in Torah Vadas, one year during a very bad winter snowstorm, so it turns out that only three boys came to Yeshiva that day. Rabbi Hyman came to the Beis Medrash. He gathered his boys together, and he sat down for shir in this big shir room, and he started to speak, and he started to speak with fire and excitement and getting up and shouting and running around. And the three boys in the room looked at Rabbi Hyman and said, Rebbe, you need to relax a little bit. It's just us. You don't have to get so excited. So Rabbi Hyman said, no, you think I'm talking to you? I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to you and your children and your children's children. L'dorei doros. My excitement is that the Torah should go into you and stick with you for all generations. Because I'm not just talking to you. And just like Sari Menu wasn't just acting for herself. She was acting for her children, her grandchildren, her great-grandchildren, through Esther, Amalka, down to this day, that we should have her zechuyos. And we ourselves can generate amazing zechuyos and opportunities when it comes to sitting and learning, to take advantage of every single second, every single pasuk, every letter, every word, every statement of Chazal, every idea, are amazing merits for us and our children, just like Sarah passed down to her children, to nowadays, to Rabbi Akiva, to his Talmidim, that we should take advantage of in our own Limud HaTorah.